They found the Aristocra in a service corridor midway between the control center and the main engines, watching in silence as a pair of Chiss crewers dug into an open conduit access panel with long tongue-like probes. A third crewer stood expectantly by with a sealed metal container.
"Ah, our noble Jedi,"
Formby said, as they maneuvered past the workers in the cramped space and came to his side. "I understand you've been busy this evening." "I see you have two Aristocra," Luke pointed out. "Have you found the problem?" Formby nodded.
"Line creepers, as we suspected.
Line creepers?"
"Long, slender creatures that chew their way into power and control systems and live on the electrical power generated within," Formby explained.
"Sounds like conduit worms," Mara commented.
"What was this particular batch working on?" Luke asked.
"The engine control lines?"
"Yes," Formby said. "That's what caused the flutter you apparently felt earlier. We're clearing them out now."
"What about the lights in the forward part of the ship?" Mara asked. "Did they get in there too?"
"No," Formby said.
"It appears someone merely shut them down."
"Accidentally?" Mara asked.
"What do you think?" Formby countered.
"We think the Chaff Envoy has some serious problems," Luke said. "We're not sure everyone aboard wants this mission to succeed."
"You're wrong, Master Skywalker," Formby said quietly. "Everyone aboard very much wishes the mission to succeed."
"Maybe so," Mara said, "but it may not be the same mission as the one you've scheduled." "I presume you've heard of the incident in the bow a few minutes ago," Luke asked.
"I have," Formby said. "Captain Tal Shib is already searching for damage or theft in that part of the vessel."
"Good," Mara said.
"What did you and George Cardass talk about?"
"George Cardass?"
Formby asked, lifting his eyebrows politely, his composure not even flickering. "The human who brought Ambassador Jinsler to Krustai," Mara said. "The ambassador said you two spoke at length." Formby smiled faintly.
"And you suspect something sinister about it?"
He shook his head.
"Not at all. He introduced the ambassador to me and listed his credentials and honors. I greeted him in turn and welcomed him on behalf of the Chiss Ascendancy."
"And you'd never met Cardass before?" Mara persisted.
"How could I possibly know anyone from the New Republic?" Formby asked patiently. "I'd never been farther than a few light years outside Chiss space."
"Ah!"
He pointed over Luke's shoulder. Luke turned to see one of the workers pull a long, segmented worm from the conduit with his tongs. The third Chiss had his container open, and the first eased the worm carefully into the opening.
"A line creeper,"
Formby identified it, as the crewer sealed the container again.
"A young one, too, from its size. If left undisturbed long enough, they can grow to be as long as an adult Chiss, and thick enough to nearly fill a conduit that size."
"I can see why you don't want them around," Luke said. "Any idea how it gotten there?"
"Not yet," the Aristocra said. "We'll begin a thorough search of the vessel in the morning."
His eyes bored into Luke's.
"Of our vessel, and all others associated with it."
"Of course," Luke said, sensing Mara's sudden wariness.
"May I ask exactly what this search will entail?"
"For you, it will most likely be non-invasive," Formby assured them.
"Line creepers exhale a distinctive mixture of gases that is quite easy to detect. If none of those gases is detected in your vessel's compartments, that will be the end of the procedure."
"And if you do detect any?" Mara asked.
"Then we will, of course, need to examine those areas more thoroughly," Formby said.
"We understand," Luke said. "We'll see you in the morning, then."
"One other thing," Formby said as they turned to go. "I'm informed that both you and Jedi Skywalker activated your lightsabers during your search this evening."
"Yes, we did," Mara said.
"I must ask you not to activate your weapons again as long as you are aboard a vessel of the Chiss Ascendancy."
Luke frowned.
"Not at all?"
"Not at all," Formby said flatly.